today. We gotta get the living word and we gotta get the physical word. So let's just get on into it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's go to Romans chapter 10. I know you got your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Because there's some stuff that we have to write down. I'm a firm believer of learning. And I feel as though if you write something down, you'll go back to it. And you'll research it. So, Romans chapter 10, we're going to start at the 14th verse. We're going to go from verse 14 to verse 17. You have to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it reads as thus. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah says, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour of learning your word. And not only just learning your word, but doing your word, Heavenly Father. So, as you use me, Heavenly Father, forgive me for my transgressions, my iniquities, Lord, as I present your word. Holy Spirit, guide my tongue so that I may speak the words that the Lord would have me to speak. And let this word be enlightening. Let it be uplifting. Let it be fortifying as we magnify your holy name. These things we pray in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. So the title of this message is, if you want to be like Jesus, you got to be like Paul. If you want to be like Jesus, you got to be like Paul. And it's your mindset. So as we go through Romans chapter 10, at this time, Paul is speaking about how the Israelites rejected the law. And now they are rejecting the gospel. So, Paul here is sharing with them, you can't reject everything. There's some things you have to live by. So if you want to be like Jesus, you got to be like Paul. Amen? So as we celebrate our senior pastor Dennis Gardner's 9th anniversary today, there's some compare and contrast I want to share with you guys. On what I've learned over the years with our pastor. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, as I stated before, Romans 10 talked about Paul sharing that the Israelites rejected the law, and now they are rejecting the gospel. And that's what's going on today. We have a lot of saints that are rejecting the gospel. They're rejecting the good news. How are we rejecting that? By not studying the word. By not studying the word. Pastor shared with me back in the day about Liberty Temple, well, not just Pastor, but many others shared with me about the kind of church that Liberty Temple worship was back then. It was evangelical. So a lot of it was based on prophecy and miracles. And what God had instructed Pastor Gardner was to move into the Word. As you move them into the Word, they won't rely on man for their prophecy and miracle. They will rely on me.
Amen.
And Pastor shared with me for so long he was afraid to go forth in that Word because he did not want to run people away. And it took him some time. So because he was afraid to bring that Word forth, the Lord moved in his life in some ways that he didn't feel as though it should have moved. So he had to deal with some obstacles and some trials and some tribulations. And once he realized that no matter everything that I've gone through, the only thing I can do is stand, then he was able to go forth and bring that Word. See, God, he don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes. So sometimes we say, we think that we're not hearing God when he tells us to move or he tells us to stand. And we question. I mean, we always questioning somebody. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure am I supposed to move? Are you sure I'm supposed to stand? But if you be still, you will know whether you're supposed to move or whether you're supposed to stand. And that's what Pastor had to endure. The trials and the tribulations of moving when he says move and stand when he says stand. Amen?
Amen.
So, and that's what Paul had to endure. Now, before I go further, let me just share something with you also about Brother Tim. Pastor Keys, I was just got here 2013, 14, and we were talking about Pastor Gardner and the ministry here. And Pastor Key says,
Pastor, you an apostle.
And we would go home, and he would say that over and over again, and we would go home, and Pastor Gardner said, I don't know why Pastor Keys keep telling me I'm an apostle. So the revelation that God gave me is this. Apostles are sent to establish. These were the disciples back in the day. Jesus picked his 12 disciples. Amen? 12 being the divine government. That's what the number 12 stands for, divine government. Amen?
Amen.
So, of the 12 apostles that he had, there was one that betrayed him. Amen? Amen. Now, that is prophetic because that was designed to happen. Now, on Paul, at the time being Saul, he was the greatest persecutor of the early Christians. Amen?
Amen.
So, Christ, after he has resurrected into glory, comes back down and on the road to Damascus, this is in Acts 7 and 8, in the road to Damascus, he encounters Saul at the time and saying, why are you persecuting me? And he said, what are you saying? If you persecute my people, you're persecuting me. So what did he do? He blinded Saul. And he sent Saul to be He sent Saul to be the greatest mouthpiece for the Lord. Through that, after he was blinded, he went to Ananias. And he told Ananias to go and take Saul in. And Ananias said, "Are you sure? Because this is the same one that was prosecuting us." And he says, "Yes, I'm sure. Because Saul is going to know what it's like to suffer in my name." Pastor Gardner knows what it's like to suffer in Jesus Christ's name. If you want to be like Christ, you got to be like Paul. 12 being the number of divine government. So you had 11 disciples at the end of, at the beginning of Christ's resurrection. Paul comes in. Now we are back to the number 12. Now we have 12 apostles. Divine government. He does not make any mistakes. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He's going to keep it divine. He's going to keep it in order. Amen? Amen. So, as Paul has gone through all of his trials and struggles and tribulations and everything, we're getting to our text here. And like I said, if you want to be like Jesus, you got to be like Paul. And understanding that you too are a mouthpiece for Christ. Amen? You too are the witnesses for Christ. Amen? You too are to carry the gospel. Let's get into our text. Verse 14, it says, "How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" Well, they're talking about who they have not believed in the word of God. The Israelites, or are we going to say the Jews, did not believe in the life, did not believe in death and resurrection. So they did not receive Christ. They did not receive the gospel, which is the good news. Amen? Amen. So because they did not receive it, so who is Paul? Paul is the one that Christ sent. He is the preacher. He is the one that has been sent. Amen? Okay, so what does the preacher do? The preacher proclaims or announces the divine truth. So all of us are preachers. All of us will carry the gospel of good news within us. Why? Because you are witnesses for Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Verse 15 says, "And how shall they preach except they be sent?" Sent means they have to be set apart. You are set apart. No longer are you living the life that you used to live. I'm just going to say as an unbeliever. Because now that you believe, now that you have accepted the salvation of God, now you are set apart. No longer will you do the things that you used to do. No longer will you say the things that you used to say. Why? Because you're set apart. Amen? Yeah. Amen. "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Beautiful means belonging to the right hour. It's your season. Amen? Amen. Amen. And William McDowell says it's great, you know, it's your season for grace and for favor. As long as you continue to bring the good news of Christ, it's your season. Amen? Amen. Amen. The gospel, and beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. That means the good news. You are evangelizing. We are all evangelists. Amen? We are all to bring the good news. And the glad tidings, which is also good news. That is the gospel. What is the gospel? Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus. His life, his death, his resurrection. But it just doesn't stop with the gospel. And that's what Paul is trying to say here. We are all preachers. So we have to go out and tell how to live this thing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We have to suffer. We have to endure. Amen. We have to go above and beyond. Why? Because we are Christ's creatures. This is what Christ said about Paul. He's going to know.
Right.
He is going to know what it's like to suffer in my name. And that's exactly what Paul did. Take a look down the road of the epistles. He was in prison. He got shipwrecked. He got bit. He got beat. Everything that you can think of that happened, that could happen to any individual, it happened to Paul. But guess what? He kept it moving. Isn't that right, Pastor? That's what we have to do. And what does Pastor tell us all the time? We have to keep it moving. There is nothing that we should be doing. We can't sit here and bellyache about why this is happening to us. Some things just happen. Now, of course, I know there are things that we create. And there are some things that we did not create. And I know I did not create that accident when that man was not paying attention and just decided he wanted to clip somebody else and roll on top of my car. I didn't create that. But instead of me bellyaching about it, guess what I did? I kept it moving. I'm like, thank you, Lord, he didn't land on top of my head. A lot of things that, it's not right, Elder Fred, it could be worse. Amen?
Amen.
Like Elder Terrell said some time ago, he says, stop talking about the leg pain, show me the baby. We have to keep it moving, saints. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so verse 16, and even Elijah is saying in the Old Testament, he said, Lord, who hath, and hath is omitted, but it says, who believed our report? Who's going to believe the good news of Jesus Christ? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it those on your job? Is it those that you see at the shopping mall? You know how they believe you? In your actions.
Amen.
You know how they believe you? And you walk in the walk instead of talking the talk. That's how they believe the report of the Lord. Amen? You cannot just talk about the good news. You have to be the good news. You have to. That is your obligation. If you want to be like Christ, you got to be like Paul. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So faith is a firm persuasion of confidence. Can't nobody shake what you think. That's your faith. Can't nobody tell you anything different. That's what you're standing on. You stand on the word of God, and nothing and nobody is going to be able to tell you anything different. That's your faith. That's your faith. That's what your faith is. That is what faith is. And guess what? That's what faith does. It puts it in action. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the first by, it says, cometh by hearing. So the first by is birthing out as a result. So your faith cometh by hearing. So once I hear the word of God, then I know and I have confidence in the word of God that everything that the Lord said, he's going to do.
Right.
That's his promise.
Yeah.
Now, that is the birthing out. And hearing by the word of God, the second one is because of, on account of. So it has to tie in together. You have to hear the word of God. The word of God comes from your faith comes from hearing the word of God. And then from hearing the word of God of truth and account of. Amen?
Right.
Give the word a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Now, as I say, you want to be like Christ? You got to be like Paul. So let me share with you a a couple of things that makes me think that Pastor, our own Pastor Gardner, like Paul, going back to what you said, Pastor Keys, he called him an apostle. And an apostle is one that established, back in the day, they established the churches. The first churches, go to the book of Acts, talks about the establishment of the churches, not the synagogues, because the synagogues were up where the Jews were. That's where they went to worship, in the temples. Jews only were allowed in the synagogues at that time. Now, the apostles, who were the disciples, were sent to establish the churches. And the church was for us, the Gentiles, and the Jews. Why? Because the Jews rejected Christ. So, in order for Christ's word to go forward and to be established, the apostles had to establish the early churches. And that goes back to Pastor Keys talking about Pastor Gardner. He said Pastor Gardner established. He couldn't understand why he called him an apostle, because he established a new ministry here. The ministry was established on the word of God. So he tells you now that we no longer blame the devil. We got to have some accountability and responsibility for our actions in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And any and everything he says, don't take his word for it, and please don't take our word for it. Get into the word for yourselves. Learning the word of God. And that is what Pastor Gardner has been instilling in us, is the truth. The word of God. Amen?
Amen.
The image of man. It is Adam who has defied God. And Pastor Keys tells us that we are automatically doomed from birth. Why? Because we are born into sin. That's an inheritance that we can't get away from, unfortunately, thanks to Adam. But Pastor Gardner had to instruct that word in us for us to be able to understand why we do what we do. Because Paul said it. Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 7. What's wrong with me? I have accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I believe that he died on the cross for me. And I know that they rose him on the third day. So that's my salvation. I'm saved. So why is all this stuff happening to me? Why do I still find myself doing bad things? And I know I'm good. Why is that? I don't want to do bad, but it just seems like it happened. I don't want to cuss that lady out there ran me over. But it just seems to happen. I don't want to give my supervisor the eye and just call in on work. It just happens. But Paul lets us know that that is the old nature that is revving up against us, the natural nature against the spiritual nature. Because you have been born again, now you are in the spiritual nature. Amen?
Amen.
And Paul lets us know that this is what's going on within our members. That means within us. And that's the word that Pastor Gardner has been sharing with us. You got to understand what's going on up in here. Because the enemy can be a real bad enemy to you. But you have to know. And what Pastor Gardner says is know it for yourself. Read it. Get into the word. Just don't take our word for it. Study. That's why I always say bring a pen and pencil.
Yes.
Because there are some things you need to go back and research. We move so fast sometimes you miss it. And then for you to go back and get a clear cut understanding of what he's saying, of what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. Amen?
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And that's not, I did not talk to Pastor Keys about this, but that's what I feel as though his revelatory word was when he called Pastor Gardner an apostle. Amen? Amen. Because he established a new word in this ministry. It's not just prophecy and miracles. It is the word of God. And when you can't stand on anything else, what do we stand on? The word. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the word. Amen. Amen. Psalms 105. Write this down. Now we're going to do some writing. Some more. Psalms 105. Nope, not 105. Psalms 119. Verse 105. And it reads, your word is a lamp to my feet. And a light to my path. Yeah. The word. Back then. The word. By staying in the word, my walk is inspired. Your walk is inspired as a born again believer. Stay in the word. Lamp means, in this particular verse, means a source of spiritual inspiration. So a lamp is lit up. Just like I said before, staying plugged in. A lamp lights up. Light in this path, in this particular scripture, means understanding of ministry, of mystery, excuse me. Understanding of the mystery, enlightenment, spiritual illumination of divine truth. And what is the mystery? The life, the death, burial, resurrection of our Christ Jesus. That's the mystery that have been unfolded on us, our hope of glory. Amen. Amen. Now, Psalms 119 and 93. Psalms 119 and 93. Now we're talking about the word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just so you know about this word of God, Psalms 119 and 93 says, I will never. That means ever, 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 forget thy precepts. Precepts is a general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought.
Come on now.
For with them thou hast quickened me. Yeah. Or in other words, you have given me life.
Yeah.
That's what the word does for you.
Amen.
It gives you life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That is the word. Now, the word of God. This book, this canon. This is called a canon. It has 66 books in it. And there's some things about this book, the canon, which we call the Bible, and our lives that are the same. One, there is a beginning, the Bible, and our life. There's a beginning. Two, there's reflection. Three, there's wrath and mercy. And then there's prophecy. There's a past. There's good news. There's grace. There's hope. There's a future. And there's new beginnings. All of that is tied into the book and our lives.
Did y'all get that? Our lives in this book are directly tied in here together.
Amen.
You can't have new beginnings, which is revelation, without going through all of that you've gone through, your past. The wrath, the grace, the good news, all of those things that you have gone through in your life is in this book. So it's a good read too. Amen? Amen. Now, let me talk about one more time about Pastor Gardner. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17. Now remember what I said. If you want to be like Christ, you got to be like Paul. And I think that's what Pastor... That's what Pastor Keys was talking about as it relates to Pastor Gardner. There's a lot of similarities with Paul and Pastor Gardner. And I think the main one was suffering. Jeremiah chapter 17. And we're going to do verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is." So, blessed. You have an adoration. This is from God to man and from man to God. So blessed, to bless God as an act of adoration. And God to bless man is a benefit. So we are benefiting from how we adore our God. Does that make sense?
Yes.
As you get up in the morning and you wake up and you give him all the honor, glory, and praise for waking you up. Everything else is extra. That's your benefit. You have been benefited today by getting up and adoring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is nothing much more sweet Savior aroma than it is to praise and to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what he wants. That sweet aroma. Amen. Amen. Trust him. Like I said, a place of confidence. The assurance that you have. The assurity that you have. Amen. Amen. In the Lord. Now we know who the Lord is. Who he always been. He is the great I am. He is. What did he say? I am. Moses said, "Who should we say if you are? I am." That's it. It's done. You don't need to say nothing else. I am. But others seem to call him Yahweh. Jehovah. My God. My God, my God, my God. And whose hope the Lord is. His hope is your refuge, your security, your assurance. This is the man that I see Pastor Dennis Gardner to be. He's blessed. And everything that he goes through and everything that he endures is that he knows where his help comes from. Because he knows his help coming from the Lord. Amen. And that's what he tries to tell us. Your help's still coming from the Lord. What does it say right here? Keep holding on and looking up. Keep holding on. Hold on to this word. And look up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for your help. We are here as mediators. We are. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to go into the gap of intercessory with you in everything. But guess what? At the end of the day, as Pastor said just a little while ago, at the end of the day, when you walk by yourself and you don't have no one else to call on and you don't have a prayer in your mouth, all you can do is call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, I dare you. to continue to say Jesus in the midnight hour. Yes. And I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, he will show up every time. Every single time. Every single time. He will show up. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Verse 8, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see what he cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Pastor Gardner believes in the word of God. And when I met him, his belief for the word of God had an illuminating light on his head. That's why everyone's like, when you gonna preach again? Because the word itself lights you. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The word itself lights over his head. Because that's how much he believes in the word. Amen. Not that so much that he believed that he don't have to do nothing for himself. Like go to the doctor like he's supposed to. Go get that appointment. Go get that checkup. We about to have surgery. All of those things. But he believes on the word of God. And it has to be a faith in action. Amen. So not only is he believing in the word of God, he still has some things to do. Just like we do. If you want to be like Christ, you got to be like Paul. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, green means prosperous. It means new. The newness. His leaf shall be green. The word shall be prosperous. Amen? It shall be new. And you can't be careful in the year of drought. Don't be anxious. Like Paul said, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and every supplication, make your supplications known to the Lord, believing and trusting that he's going to do what he said he does. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yep. And it says, in the year of drought, in the year of restraint. So there are some seasons in your life where things is going down, but we don't want you to lose hope. Okay? Because in that time of drought season, that's a waiting period. You know, God tells us three things. He tells us yes, he tells us no, and he tells us wait. And our biggest problem is waiting.
Amen.
That is our biggest problem. We don't want to wait. We have a problem with patience. And that's what we need to move into. The newness of the word is patience. Amen?
Amen,
amen, Pastor. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The accomplishment that he has in the word of God is being fulfilled through you all. New faces. Old faces. Returning faces. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The fruit are the rewards. Pastor, one thing, Pastor, and this is another comparison of Paul. Pastor, like Paul, was in prison. But it didn't stop him from reaching out to the other churches that he had established. It didn't stop him from reaching out to the Philippi. It didn't stop him from reaching out in Corinth. It didn't stop him to reach out in Ephesus. Because he had the church on his mind at all times. He was concerned about the church. Pastor Gardner is always concerned about the church. Amen. I wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, going to make my bath run. And he'd be sitting up there, and I come out and I say, hey, what are you doing? Oh, nothing, I'm just thinking. Oh, what you thinking about? I was thinking about me. It's 3 hours in the morning. Well, babe, I'm thinking thinking about the church. I'm thinking about how I'm going to do this. I'm thinking about how we're going to do this. We need this. We need that. We got to do this. We got to do that. Okay, honey, but before you do anything else, you need to get some sleep. But my point is that he doesn't stop thinking about the church. He doesn't stop thinking about this ministry. He is concerned. And that's a blessing.
Right.
It is. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you, any other preachers you sit up there about in the wee hours of the morning, they're not thinking about their ministry as our pastor does. And I think we are really blessed to have our pastor here thinking about us. Amen. Yes. I am almost done. We're going to our conclusion. So we want to be like Christ. We got to be like Paul. And Paul says it best in this conclusion. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. God is great.
Hallelujah.
You know, as Paul was going through his sufferings, he had a mentee that he took under his wings, and that was Timothy. And he was giving Timothy instructions on how to go forth in the word. Just as Paul gave Timothy instructions, Pastor Gardner gives us instructions.
Amen.
Under God's anointing. Nothing that comes out of his mouth. Well, I take that back. I want to remain decent in order. Things that come out of pastor's mouth, most things that come out of pastor's mouth is divine approval. I have to have a lot of prayerful amalgamation going on in me. But it rolls off his tongue so easily. And I'm like, that guy pissed you off. You about to shoot him. But the thing about it is, he was about to shoot that guy, but not a curse word came out of his mouth. Help me understand that. And he said, go on, man. Steady, about to pull a gun out. And I'm like, you're not going to curse? And understand something. We are all human.
Amen.
We are all human.
Amen.
And sometimes some situations that we get into, and we like, Lord, I know me personally, I like bind my tongue. And let me speak the words that you would have me to speak, because I know I'm about to be a sailor. We are all human. Understand something. Adam, the Adamic nature, gave us something that we will never be able to let go of, and that is your old self. Never, ever, but as Pastor Gardner always says, is that we have to hold that rascal under subjection of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Through the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. So, as we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to three verses, starting with verse 16 through 18, and it reads, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction which is but a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So, you want to be like Paul, be like Jesus, you got to be like Paul. And what Paul is saying here is, everything that you're going through is not a mistake. Okay? It's not. There is a promise that Jesus Christ has given you. And you have a purpose to complete the task that he has given you. He told you that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And he has not done that. You know, a lot of times we feel as though we're going through something and we all by ourselves. But we're not. He's with us. Remember the poem, Footsteps? Remember that poem? And the person asks, why is it that I see only one pair of footsteps when I was going through my trials, my tribulations, my persecutions? And what did the Lord say? Those one set of footsteps weren't yours. They were mine. I was carrying you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You are never alone. Never alone. And that's what Paul is saying here. Your persecutions, your afflictions, your disparity, those are the things that we see. We can see those things. But guess what? We see those things, they're temporary. Temporary. Keep your eyes on the prize. And what are the prize? Those things that are unseen. Our faith, our hope, which is in glory. That's what we keep our eyes on. Those are eternal. That's forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Amen? Paul says, I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. I ran my race. I ran my course. Pastor Gardner says, I'm fighting the good fight. I'm running my course. I am keeping my race. And so are we. We all are fighting this fight of faith. Amen? We all are running our race. And some people are swifter than others. But that's okay. It's your race. You run your race at your pace. Not my pace, your pace. And you do what Christ would have you to do in his name. Amen? Get a hold of that hand back for Christ. Because since I've been coming here, I have learned more about this word. Yes, yes, I have. And I'm excited because there's more to learn about this word. We are forever learning in this word of God. And that's the excitement of it. And it's not just for us, but it's for everyone. It's for the babies. It's for the elderly. It's for the young. It's for the downhearted, the broken, everyone. But guess what? As Paul said, you are worthy. You are deserving. Our Christ will never leave us, has never left us. And all he wants us to do is to keep being in him. Everyone, they always say, well, I want to come to church, but I got some things to clean up. Why? You couldn't clean up out there. You definitely ain't gonna clean up in here. I'm not clean. I'm being clean. I'm being transformed. That's what it's about. When you come to church, it's not for any of us
clean anybody up. Because Christ is the one that makes us pure. Makes us whole. Makes us holy. Not holier than thou, but makes us holy. And that means understanding that we are nothing without him. We cannot move, live, or have our being without him. Amen? So, anyone that you know, that needs to come in to Christ. Before I say that, write it down some guys. Before I say that, I'm not going to assume anything. Everyone here has accepted their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their Savior. Are you born again? If you are not, please raise your hand. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for being born again. Now, second thing, if you want to be like Christ, you got to be like Paul. And that means you have to help those around you. So, don't assume everyone is born again. Don't assume everyone has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All you can do is ask. And you ask them. If they say no, you take them by the hand and you pray with them. I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. Lord, I am a sinner. I deserve death. But you died on the cross and rose on the third day. And I accept that fact. And that means I accept you into my life. And they are saved. That is simple. Accept, believe, confess. ABC. You go out. And anyone that comes across your path who you are interacting with on a regular basis, ask them. Because we don't need to be unevenly yoked. We have to set an example. And we have to be light in this dark world. Amen?
Amen.
Everyone on your feet. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Want to be like Christ, we got to be like Paul. I'm going to do something different today. We love you, Pastor. I thank you for the word. We need to be renewed in 2018. We need to keep fighting the fight of faith. We need to keep running the race. We need to keep being like Christ. So all of us are like Paul. Every last one of them. We suffer. We have affliction. We have persecution. Backbiting, backstabbing, everything that we go through. We have people that don't believe us. We have people that don't trust us. We have people that we don't believe and we don't trust to. But we still have to have the mindset of Christ. Because we are in this. This is what he has us to do. This is our purpose. Our purpose is to do his will, and guess what? He gonna keep his promise. He keeps his promises anyway, even if you don't do his will too. That's where that mercy comes in at. Withheld my punishment when I know I deserved it. And then at that grace, unmerited favor that he deserves, bestows upon us. I told you, you get up in the morning, everything else is extra. Nothing should be making you upset throughout the day. I said it shouldn't be. I did not say it wouldn't be.
know that everything is extra. Don't let anybody steal your joy.
Amen.
Nobody. They didn't give it to you, and they definitely can't take it away.
Amen.
You can give it away. But why would we want to do that? It was hard getting up this morning. I did not want to get up this morning.
Amen.
But guess what? I had to have a sense of gratitude. Because somebody, I know somebody didn't wake up. I'm going to a homegoing service next week. It's hard. And that's what Paul is telling you. He knows it's hard. And that was the promise that Jesus gave to him. You don't know what it's like to suffer in my name. And that's what he wants us to know. You don't know what it's like to suffer in my name. But guess what? The riches and glories that he's giving you, you don't have to get that in an afterlife. You're going to get it right here. Because new mercies we seek every single day. The blessings that we come upon that come in our lives, you don't even expect it. That check you got in the mail, you didn't expect that. That bill that you got wrote off, you didn't expect that. That good credit that was able for you to buy that house or to buy that car, you didn't expect that. You know your credit was bad. Me too. But that's a blessing of it. That's our abundant blessing here on earth. Because we are seeking Jesus and the kingdom of righteousness.
Amen.
Everything else is added on. That's what I say. Everything else is extra. He woke us up this morning. Everything else is extra. Everything. So we don't have to get down about what is happening to us. Glorify of how you're able to stand and get through it. Glorify that you're not in this by yourself. Glorify on that. And that problem that you have that we thought was this big, it gets this big, and then this big, and then this big, and then this big. That's how we look at those problems that we face every day. That we're not in this alone. Remember the footsteps. Anyone that wants to come down, wants to be renewed in 2018, or fighting this race like Paul, trying to be like Christ, come on down. I want to pray with you.